barely made it here. I'm Michael, I'm an alcoholic.
My sobriety date is 9/19/2023. I have a sponsor. It's Terry Y. He's right there. I do not sponsor others yet, but I'm close. I'm right there. Sobriety date. So I was driving on the way over here, trying to think what to talk about for sobriety date. And to be honest with you, my actual date of my sobriety doesn't really mean that much to me right now. The fact that I have a date means something to me. It's more important to me the quality of sobriety that I have. And I've been around for a while. I've had time before. And I can tell you that I'm way happier with just the couple months that I've had than I've had with years of sobriety. So when I actually think of a date, it means more to me that it shows people that this works, you know, that there's something that you can do to not feel the way I've felt for so long, you know? What means the most to me is the quality, the relationship I have with God today. And it took me a long time. At first, I couldn't figure out how to have a relationship with God. Like, that was my biggest thing. It's not that I didn't want a relationship with God. It was they told me, that's the only way that I'm going to be able to stay sober. And I was like, fuck, you know, like, well, I have no clue how to do that, you know, like, let's just wrap this up, you know? And you know, it took a long time for me to even, like, comprehend the thought of, you know, I'm so selfish, you know, I constantly think about me all the time. So to think about somebody else running my life just did not make sense to me, you know, like, how could that be possible? And then how could that keep me sober? I can tell you, like, I started off with just, like, a very simple idea of God for me. Somebody explained the God conscience for me. If you don't know what that is, for me, it was, you know, somebody said, you understand as a kid the difference between right and wrong. And you had that idea that, like, you know, if you took the cookie when your mom said not to take the cookie, you know, that you felt bad about it, you know, there was like this little knot inside of my stomach that I would have. And that followed me up to as an adult, you know, like I would get that knot when I would do things that weren't right. And I ignore it for a long, long time. And so somebody just broke it down to me and was just like, just throw another O in there. Do God, right? Do good, right? Throw another O in there, do good. And things will start happening for me. So that was able to make sense for me, you know, like just do the right thing. And it started off actually in rehab. They give you these stupid rules. They tell you make your bed, you know, throw the cigarette butt, you know, in the trash can, and do all these little things. And I didn't understand like why you had to do that. I think making your bed stupid, like today, like I do not like to make my bed. But what happened is I started doing these little things that they told me, and I can relate it to working out, to like sports, right? You work on this on a day-to-day basis, do these little things, and instead of having that little knot in your stomach, you know, you could feel a little better about yourself, you know, and it added up. So I would do these little practices every day, you know, like, and I wouldn't make my bed, and I'd turn around and walk out the room, and it would bother me that I wouldn't make my bed, you know, like, it would bother me that I threw a cigarette on the ground and walk away. And that started, the voice started getting louder and louder for me. And that led into just me doing the next right thing on a day-to-day basis, which is how I started having a relationship with God. Like, I didn't understand how to do that before then. And since I started doing that, my life just in the past couple months has gotten extremely better. I've been more at peace now than I have. I've had 3.5 years sobriety. I've had 4.5 years sobriety after that. And right now I have like 4.5 months. And I am happier and more at peace now than I've ever been. And a lot of that has to do with the relationship with God and helping others was the other thing I never ever did. I'd walk into a meeting and I'd sit there, I'd play on my phone, and then I'd walk out. You know, I'd never really talk to anybody. I'm actually a pretty personal person. You know, like I like people, and but I just did not want to. I was just selfish in everything I did, and that led to just me not listening to God on a daily basis. And the changes that I've made, I'm proud of my sobriety. I really am. But I've seen people with long periods of sobriety that I don't want what they have, you know. And I've seen people with a couple months and year sobriety that I'll listen to anything they say, you know. And that was the biggest thing for me, is just to get out of myself. Being a very selfish person, it's tough to get out of yourself. Just this week has been pretty tough for me. Just I find myself reverting back into little things on a day-to-day basis and catching myself, which is the difference. You know, before, if I were doing wrong, I'd talk myself out of it. I would say that it's okay and try to justify it, you know, in every possible way I could. Now I try to be as honest as I possibly can with everything I do. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm really not perfect at a lot that I do. But what I do is try to listen to what God tells me. And with that being said, you know, he's never steered me in the wrong direction, ever. It is so narcissistic for me to think that I know better than God, you know. I can sit here and I can plan my entire life out exactly how I want it to be in every way, and set myself up for disappointment is what happens. And the way I look at it is, when you finally let go and just stop trying so hard, is when you find the most happiness. And it's you know, it's scary. It really is. It's scary. Not like, how do you just let go and let something that you can't even physically see or touch or, you know, run your life, you know? But it's, you know, when you do start working the program, and that was the other thing that I just never really caught on to. Like, I didn't know how to find God this entire time. And then what happened was, I really wasn't working a program the entire time. And the 12 steps is how you find God. You know, so if you don't know, don't freak out. You know, like, you'll be okay. Work the steps, follow somebody that you want what they have, right? And as you work the steps, the next thing you'll know, you'll have this, you know, peace. You'll be sitting down one day, drinking coffee, hopefully, and just be relaxed and be in the moment. And that's what's happening. And you know, I wouldn't give it up for anything. And the only way for me not to give it up is to constantly work with other people. And you know, that's what I've learned through this time. So appreciate it. Thanks.